Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. We're talking all kinds of Penn State football. Dustin Hawkinsmith here with Greg Pickle. We have a it's Phil Steele week.
That's good.
Which is the best week of our summer. This is our third summer in a row where we get to talk to Phil Steele. He'll be joining us in just a little while. We're going to start news of the weekend with the camp situation. I know that there were a couple freshmen that stood out to you, Greg. So I want to get all those updates. Then Phil's going to join us in about 15 minutes. So we're looking forward to that. Going to talk to him about his preseason magazine, all his thoughts about Penn State, because he's got them all queued up. It's really quite amazing because he's got all these thoughts queued up about Penn State. He's got all these thoughts queued up about Kent State, Appalachian State, whoever the case might be. He's a walking encyclopedia. He'll be joining us in a little bit. Ask Greg will be our fourth and final segment of the show. These are questions from you guys. And this week, 409 Tailgate Wine will be given away to the person deemed most worthy by our own Greg Pickle over here. So the best question will get a bottle of wine as long as you're 21 years old.
Right.
So this is our first week doing that. I'm looking forward to that. I've been drinking wine all morning, in case you can't tell. And with that said, let's get this thing started.
Let's get into it.
So I guess just first, your observations from a recruiting standpoint. This weekend, there's obviously a big time camp going on, a lot of official visits, some key targets. You know, Lance Dixon is one, the four-star linebacker. Michael Johnson Jr., the four-star quarterback, all the way from Oregon, made the cross-country trek to State College to get on campus. And John Dunmore. So there's a lot of big names. What were your thoughts on whether what these guys look like or what the significance of the weekend was?
Yeah, I mean, I think that anytime you can get this many kids on campus at one time, you're obviously setting yourself up for an opportunity to land them down the road. I mean, when you get eight of them and eight families on campus, you're not overwhelmed, but you have a very good group setting, of course, for presentations, for dinners, for things like that. Obviously, the current players are much involved with this as anything, because they host these guys, they tour them, they spend time with their families, sort of explaining things. I mean, when Lance Dixon showed up, you know, Tim Banks went over, and then Brent Pry, then James Franklin, and before you knew it, there were three or four players there conversing with the family as well. So you get sort of this welcoming party that stays with them throughout the weekend. And when you have guys like, and they aren't the only ones, but KJ Hamler, Fred Hanser, I mean, some of these guys are very outgoing, very willing to, you know, if you go on social media, you'll see a video of KJ Hamler dancing at one point during a weekend during dinner. I mean, there's a lot that these guys do to really help try and impress the recruits and also share the experiences that they have in Penn State. So I think it was a very good weekend. You know, to get Johnson Jr., I think that this is one that probably stands out to me the most. Lance Dixon has been to Penn State. Lewis signed a defensive back previously of Massachusetts, now in Florida. To get him back on campus, I think, was a big deal. But James Franklin's been beating this drum for a second quarterback in a two-quarterback class really since he arrived at Penn State. And Dustin, it looks that he might be as close to getting that to happen as possible now with Johnson Jr., who I think is probably the last chance for Penn State to get someone to join Taquan Roberson. And it seemed like he had a really good weekend as well. He has a top seven out, though, so there's definitely some other teams in play as well.
There's some action out there with the top 10s and top 7s, and it's finalist season. And
yes.
Penn State is on a bunch of lists. I guess we'll touch on those shortly. I think the thing that stands out to me from this weekend and just from recently is I feel like we know a little bit more than we used to about what goes on behind the scenes for whatever reason. I mean, it's not like social media is new, but you know, Caden Wallace's dad a couple weeks ago sharing the video, James Franklin speaking. Then you had the video of Tariq Castro Fields and KJ Hamler and those guys singing and dancing.
Right.
And I saw King Ojabo, his there was video of him coming in for his photo shoot and what that looks like, and James Franklin off to the side. You get a little bit more of a feel now, and I don't know why all this kind of stuff is sort of bang, 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 but
right.
You, as a fan, I think this is a time when you can associate, like you see these guys coming on campus, and you can be like, okay, well, I kind of know what they're going
to
do.
Right. Yeah. No, it's really neat that there's parents are usually willing to put stuff out there. And it's good for, I mean, let's be honest, it's good for Penn State. They're getting to show potential recruits what goes on these visits and sort of give them, you know, give fans, give media a peek behind the curtain, but also, of course, recruits as well. And you might say, you know, I didn't know if those guys were fun or I didn't know if it'd be a good time to go up there, but it looks like everyone's having an absolute blast. Maybe I do want to spend one of my 5 official visits there. Maybe we do want to put a little bit of money aside to drive up there one day and check things out. So, yeah, I agree with you. It certainly feels like there's more access to it than ever before, and that's because you have parents, like you just said, that are willing to put stuff out there and share their experience. And obviously, again, Penn State does a really, really nice job. Every school does, but you know, for the school that we're talking about, Penn State, they do a really nice job with these visit weekends, and it's why they've had so much success turning those official visitors into commitments more often than not.
How about Lance Dixon? It looks like Penn State is starting to go in the right direction. He's from Michigan. Good to get him on campus. A really good athlete. He's number 16 outside linebacker in the country, according to 24/7 composite. And Penn State is starting to pick up some predictions in his crystal ball. Now he's on campus. I think the pieces are starting to fall in line to get another really good linebacker in this class. Yeah. Add him to Brandon Smith, maybe.
Right, exactly right. Yeah, I mean, it looks to me like they'll have a hard time losing him at this point. Now, look, he's a Michigan kid. Michigan and Michigan State are going to push until the end. And we've seen this before where Penn State gets in on a Michigan guy and it looks like they're in so far that they can't possibly lose the kid. And then one of the in-state schools sort of sweeps him up at the last second and really blows him away and reminds them of all the things you can do if you play close to home, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I mean, I think that at the end of the day, when Penn State, I think they'll land Dixon? Yeah, I do. I think that it will be a surprise, honestly, if they didn't land him, just simply because of the fact that they've done so much legwork to this point to get him on campus, to show him and his family how he would be utilized. And quite honestly, you have Brandon Smith recruiting for you, and it doesn't really hurt to have that going on. So,
and being on campus this weekend as well.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So at the end of the day, I mean, Penn State's done all it could here. Does that mean does that mean there's zero chance that they won't land him? No. I mean, there's always that in recruiting. And like I said, when you get a kid in Michigan and Michigan State and Michigan start pushing, you never know what's going to happen. You could suddenly go from what seems like a big time winner to, you know, the runner up in the race. So we'll see how it all plays out. But he's a really good player. He sure as heck looks the part. And I think he's a guy that Penn State's targeted for a while, and it's not hard to see why.
Listed at 6'3", 195 as a former safety. I think he's got a year of linebacker under his belt. Mm-hmm. Could continue that ascent or could be sort of that safety linebacker hybrid that Penn State has been known to recruit. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking about big, busy weekend on Penn State's campus from a recruiting and a camping standpoint. You mentioned a couple of the guys that you saw who are on the team now, but I think one that stood out to you and to me as you're looking through our buddy Joe Hermit's pictures of the weekend, Judge Culpepper. I don't know what he – I forget. He was listed, I think at 6'5", 260 by recruiting services.
Yeah.
He does not – which conjures up this image of somebody who's not rail thin but a pretty slender, tall guy. He did not look slender at all. He looks like a tank.
Yes.
And it really gets you thinking if he is – I don't know what his dimensions are, but if he's 6'5", 290 right now – and he's got that length and he's got that ability. The only thing that really held him back from a recruiting standpoint was, you know, he weighed 260 pounds.
Right.
If that's not the case anymore, we could be talking about maybe him and PJ Mustipher as candidates to crack that rotation anyway.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I mean, you see, we were standing watching the offensive lineman and trying to look way across the field to see the defensive lineman, and all of a sudden we turn to our left just for no particular reason, and we see this guy walking down the sideline, and we both looked at each other and said, "Who is this guy?" And then when he got closer, we realized it was Culpepper. And yeah, I'll tell you what. I think we've talked about this a lot before, Dustin, where you get these Florida guys, and there's so many kids in the state of Florida that some of them get overlooked, and some of them, and I think we've hit on this before too, but not that he's a tweener, but you make the point about it being 260 pounds, and sometimes when they don't know how to rank a guy, whether he's going to be a tackle or a defensive end, he sort of just gets lost in the shuffle. And I'll tell you what, if you look at Judge Culpepper now, it's hard to believe he was a 3-star recruit, and for Penn State to get him out of Florida, and some other schools were pushing for him, his dad's a Florida legacy, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, there was every reason for him to maybe go somewhere else, but Penn State gets him, and He looks the part of a guy that plays day one. Now, whether he has the technique to do it in the Big Ten, that's something we'll have to wait and see come camp time. Same with P.J. Mustipher, of course. But they both look like guys that should be able to play pretty much as soon as Penn State wants them to. And that could very well be this year, especially now that Corey Bowles has moved out of the program.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the May enrollees, I didn't really know that that was a thing. Maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention.
That's a rare thing for new. Penn State, yes.
So I don't remember how many exactly, but now you have
four.
Okay, so four May enrollees. Daniel George just arrived, whatever date that ended up being.
A couple days ago. Yeah,
so that is a little bit earlier than I guess I'm accustomed to. Maybe that happens more often too, but I guess with the May enrollees, it's not quite January, but to get your legs are going to be under you from a social standpoint, from a understanding your campus map standpoint, all these different things. You eliminate some variables that way, even if you don't get the benefit of spring practice.
Exactly. No question about it. The earlier you can get to campus and start working out in the weight room, by bar none, it's the more likely chance you have it playing. So for Penn State, they get a whole bunch of these guys already on campus that may be able to contribute simply because of the fact that they're already here and they're already have the opportunity to get on to the field with the player run workouts and get on to the weight room stuff with the coaching staff. Obviously, you can't forget about the academic part of it as well. So, yeah, it's a huge deal. And then, you know, with Daniel George, I mean, you know, he looks like, again, he always has looked like the part of a guy, and he like sort of got overshadowed by Justin Shorter, but he is a big, big boy that will make an impact at Penn State for sure down the road.
One last thing I want to touch on here is Penn State recruiting in the state of Virginia. So, Cameron Kelly, things clearly went the opposite direction. He ends up committing to Virginia Tech. I don't think a lot of people saw that coming, but what happened was you had Penn State sharing these graphics, right? The we are with the state of Virginia.
Right.
And then I think it was Kenny Sanders said something about Virginia. So I guess my question is, should Penn State really be talking about their dominance in Virginia instead of just kind of sitting on it and letting those results speak for themselves? There's a little bit of a back and forth, especially with these two programs.
Yeah, no question about it. It's going to make the future matchups between them, I think, pretty enjoyable. But yeah, you know, I think that for Penn State, Dustin, do you want to put it out there? I mean, there's some little bit of swag, I guess you could say, you know, with this staff, and that's just the way they roll. And I mean, they certainly have the results to back it up at this point. There's no question about it. I mean, they have certainly went into the state in this cycle and taken care of business. So yeah, if you want to put it out there and remind people that you have done that, I don't see any problem with it. Now, could it catch up to you down the road? Sure, but you can deal with that when it gets to that point. I think that for Penn State, you enjoy your success now and you pump it out there and you hope that it excites more recruits and coaches so that they obviously continue to look at the program.
Devin Ford, Brandon Smith, Nana Asidu, Ricky Slade, the 2018 class, Akeem Beeman. These are good players from the state of Virginia, and they're lining up to go to Penn State, mainly because, you know, Penn State's doing its thing. Virginia is down a little bit. Virginia Tech is trying to get to that level.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it keeps going. For now, Penn State is at a clear advantage, I think. All right, Phil Steele is joining us in just a little bit. He's from ESPN. He's got his Phil Steele college football preview. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.